He's led the U.S. Labor Department. He's led the Democratic Party. Now he wants to lead Maryland. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Well, he's led the U.S. Labor Department and the Democratic Party. Now a former Obama cabinet member is telling WTOP why he wants to be the next governor of Maryland.
Spent my entire life fighting for civil rights, economic opportunity, social justice, and I believe I have a proven track record of accomplishment.
But Tom Perez says there's a lot of work ahead to bring the state to its full potential.
We have a lot of untapped potential here, and I've spent my entire career in public service working to make sure that people get a fair shake.
The Montgomery County resident, a one-time state labor secretary and former U.S. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, hopes to beat out a growing field of 2022 candidates to succeed Republican Governor Larry Hogan, whose term limited. Matt Small, WTOP News.
10:11 now. Former U.S. Labor Secretary and head of the Democratic Party, Tom Perez, wants to be Maryland's next governor.
I'm very excited to get on the campaign trail.
That's Tom Perez speaking ahead of a pair of campaign launch events today in Maryland. So why is the former Maryland Labor Secretary and one-time U.S. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights throwing his hat in the ring?
What voters want is someone who can articulate that bold, inclusive, exciting vision of opportunity for everyone, and someone who has a track record, a demonstrated track record of getting things done.
The Montgomery County resident enters a growing field of candidates for 2022, among them Rashern Baker, Peter Franchio, and Doug Gansler, all Democrats hoping to succeed Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who is term limited. Matt Small, WTOP News.